There's a through line in today's 8chan stories that I want to name before we get into the science batch, and it's this. The community keeps rewarding projects where someone went unreasonably deep on a problem that most institutions wouldn't fund. The Sierra Game Patcher is one version of that. What Terry Tao announced yesterday is another version, operating at a completely different scale.
Palomar, 114 points, 19 comments. Terence Tao, Fields Medal winner, widely considered one of the most productive mathematicians working today, announced a registry called Palomar for Lean Verified Mathematics. For listeners who aren't familiar with Lean, it's a proof assistant, a programming language where you write mathematical proofs and the software formally verifies that every logical step is valid. The MathLib project has been building a library of formalized mathematics in Lean for years, but Palomar is specifically a registry for verified results, theorems that have been proven correct in the formal sense, not just peer-reviewed in the traditional sense.
The significance here is subtle but real. Traditional mathematical peer review is done by human experts who check proofs for errors, but proofs can be very long, errors can be subtle, and reviewers are human. Several major mathematical results have had errors discovered years after publication. Formal verification means a computer checks every single logical step. A theorem in Palomar isn't just peer-reviewed. It's proven in a sense that removes a whole category of possible error. Tao's involvement is a credibility signal that the formalization movement is reaching mainstream mathematics rather than staying in the computer science corner where it originated.
The Fly-Wire Connectome desktop pet is 297 points, 110 comments, and it might be my favorite story of the day from a pure science communication standpoint. The Fly-Wire project mapped every single neuron and synapse in the Drosophila melanogaster brain, the common fruit fly, creating what's called a connectome, a complete wiring diagram of a biological nervous system. This is genuinely landmark neuroscience. And then someone took that data and built a Mac OS desktop widget where an animated 3D fruit fly walks around your screen, and its movements are driven by the actual neural circuit data from the connectome. It's a desktop pet, but its brain is the real mapped brain of a fruit fly.
The HN thread had a beautiful back and forth about what this actually demonstrates. Some people pointed out that simulating a connectome is not the same as simulating a brain. You need to model the electrochemical dynamics of neurons, not just the connectivity graph, to get anything like authentic behavior. Others argued that even a simplified simulation of real connectivity is more biologically grounded than any previous artificial neural network architecture, and the pedagogical value of something you can interact with is enormous. I find myself in the second camp. Making neuroscience tangible in a way people can actually see and play with has real value.
The Children's Lung Recovery Study from London's Ultra Low Emission Zone is 287 points, 227 comments, and it's the public health story that probably should have gotten more mainstream coverage than it did. The finding is that children who live in areas that implemented the Ultra Low Emission Zone, where older high-polluting vehicles pay a daily charge to drive, showed measurably faster lung development recovery compared to control groups outside the zone. The effect sizes reported were large enough to be surprising, even to the researchers.
The mechanism isn't mysterious. Particulate matter from diesel combustion is a well-documented respiratory irritant, and children's lungs are developing, so reducing exposure during development has larger effects than in adults. What's notable is the speed of the effect. London's ULEZ expanded significantly in 2023, and seeing detectable lung function improvements in children within 3 years suggests the dose-response relationship is steeper than some models predicted. The HN comment thread had a productive debate about whether the ULEZ specifically caused the effect or whether it correlated with other confounders. But the study design apparently controlled for the main alternatives reasonably well.
And then there is the supersonic trebuchet, 126 points, 53 comments. A team of researchers, and I want to be clear that calling this research feels almost too restrained, built a trebuchet and filmed it launching a projectile that broke the sound barrier. Trebuchets are medieval siege weapons. The sound barrier is Mach 1, approximately 343 meters per second at sea level. The fact that a counterweight-powered medieval mechanism can be optimized to that performance with modern engineering and materials is genuinely remarkable physics.
The HN thread got into the engineering details in a way I loved. The arm length to counterweight ratio, the sling release angle, the projectile aerodynamics, achieving supersonic velocity requires the energy transfer to be nearly perfectly efficient, because most trebuchet designs lose a lot of energy to arm flex and sling dynamics. Several commenters noted that this is a legitimately interesting testbed for studying impulsive launch mechanics that has applications in other domains, including certain non-explosive projectile delivery problems in aerospace. It's not just a stunt, though the stunt quality is undeniable.
Researchers found evidence that rings forged from meteoritic iron were worn by members of the Greek elite during a specific period, which matters archaeologically because it suggests a sophisticated awareness that this particular iron had unusual properties. It was available before iron smelting became widespread, and its extraterrestrial origin may have carried cultural. The meteorite rings from ancient Greece, 13 points, 3 comments, which is thin, are worth mentioning because the story itself is genuinely interesting even if it didn't catch as much traction. Significance: the fallen from the sky narrative would have been compelling in a pre-scientific cosmology. It's a small find, but it's evocative.
The Air Thermin browser instrument, 31 points, 14 comments, is a lovely bit of web engineering. Using webcam input to detect hand position and translate it to pitch and volume, replicating the gesture control of a Thermin without the electromagnetic oscillator hardware. The comment thread was mostly people sharing that they'd immediately opened it and waved their hands at their screens, which is exactly the right response.